breathe in and out, relax, let the day go by, whatever was in your day, breathe it in and out of your body, relaxing yourself. Relax your body. Use my voice to relax your body. Use your breath to relax your body. Keep relaxing your body through your breath. Breathe. The energies are changing quite swiftly on the planet. I know many of you are noticing it, wondering what it is about, what's going to happen. You're now in a creator mode. You are the creator of your reality, and you can choose it or you cannot. That's yours. It's yours to have. No one can take that away from you anymore. The energy is getting faster and faster. The good days are going by quicker. Many of you have seen things manifest extremely fast. Do you really want what it is you're asking for, or it's an idea that you have? Breathe in and out. Relax your body. Bring in a lot of purple light. If you can imagine purple light coming from the top of your head into your body, imagine that happening now. Breathe in and out, relax your body, bring in more purple light into your body, relax it more and more. Put yourself right in the center of the web of consciousness, like a spider. Imagine a web all around you, and you're right at the center. And this web that you're in the center of moves and expands throughout time and space. So the web just expands out. Imagine it going to the four corners of the galaxy. This is your web of consciousness. This is the web that you created to be in a physical body. And you are the creator of it. So keep creating it. Let the spider's web, which you are at the center of, keep getting bigger and bigger, and keep expanding it to the four corners of the galaxy. Every single web, string, connection, intersection, you have created. You made it happen. You can destroy it at any time. You can recreate it at any time. You have full control over this web. Every being that has come through your life is a mirror of you, an expression of you, a role that plays out in your life that you asked them to do. We're going to start by connecting you to the source field of your beingness, reminding you that you created this, this isn't by mistake. Think about your parents, your mother, your father, or the people that brought you up. Start there. Bring them forward in this web. As you look at your parents or the people who brought you up, why did you choose them? And please don't think to yourself for any moment that you didn't do it on purpose. What are their strengths? We know their weaknesses. What are their strengths? Find them. You know, find that same strength within you. Are they good with money? Are they intelligent? Are they funny? Are they witty? Were they that? What ingredients did you choose from? What are their weaknesses? And we can list them quickly, I know that. Were they abusive, judgmental, mean, vicious, untrustworthy, weak, pathetic? What are the words you would assign to them? When we separate from ourselves, good and bad, mean and vicious, right and wrong, you disconnect from the oneness, the universe that judges nothing and includes everything. That means you have to fight yourself, always proving that you are not that which you judge. When you embrace it, when you allow it, and you acknowledge it and receive it, you no longer fight it. As you look at your parent or parents, past or present, the part of them that you judge so very harshly is the part of you that you will never allow. And so you fight it. What if we started off by saying to our very being, I love that part of me that I reject. You clear it, you shift it, you do everything you can to reject it. The one thing you don't do is just allow. What part of your mother, what part of your father do you so reject that that you reject within yourself and forever suffer with it? What if you loved it? What part of you can you love? Can you love the judgment? You are judgmental, and you are kind. Can you love the abuse? You have been abusive, and you have been generous. How about the stupidity? You have been stupid, but you've been smart. You have been every single thing. In your mind, pick the thing that you judge the most, that you cannot be. And with the words that I'm using and the energy of acceptance, of allowing, and oneness, because you created it, say, I love the part of me that is, whatever it is, angry, sad, vicious, happy, mean, anything. Do that with this energy. Look at your parents again, or any other being that has taken care of you. What do you judge in them? Can you love that part now? I so love that I am abusive, unkind, mean, vicious. As you say that, you are not becoming that, because you are not fighting it. Whatever you resist, you create. Relax your body. Why did you create them? What role did they play for your expansion beyond belief? In and out, bringing more purple light into your body, from the top of your head into your body. Just bring that in. Look at your body now, this body that you created. You created it. You chose it. It is a contribution that you wanted in your life. What part of this body are you rejecting? What is it that you judge? Is it too tall, too short, too fat, too dark, too light, too what? Not fast, not quick, what? This body that loves you, no matter what you say to it, no matter what you do to it, it just listens. It allows. What judgment do you have of this body? your body. In your mind, can you say to it, I love the part of me that I judge about my body. I love that I am fill in the blank. I love my body. I chose my body. If you don't fight your body, you don't judge it, it will do everything that you desire it to do. What do you love? What judgment can you fall in love with so you no longer create it? Is it weak? Is it sickly? Is it overweight? What is it? What can you fall in love with? I love that I am beautiful. Relax your body. Breathe in and out. Some of you are very emotional. This is good. Relax your body. When you have tears at any time, it means your body is finally releasing. Let's go to your life. What part of your life are you constantly trying to fix that it just creates over and over again? In your mind, what judgment do you have about your life? Your creation. In your mind, I love that I have created. And fill in the judgment. Remember, this doesn't mean that you're creating it by saying it in this way. You're actually releasing the resistance. breathe in and out, bringing in more purple light. Connect right to the center of the web of consciousness that you have created. Sink into it. And as you do that, I want you to think about something that makes you happy. Maybe a person, an animal, a place, an object. What makes you happy? Think of one more thing that makes you happy. Increase the vibrational frequency in your body. Happiness and joy create everything. Thread that energy out through the web, thread by thread, lighting up. And as it does that, it will start connecting to people, places and things, experiences, emotions that you choose to create. See your web connecting to people that you would like to support you romantically or through friendship, and that as their thread touches yours, they light up with your happiness, and it becomes so easy for them to come forward and be of support to you. Sense your happiness spreading throughout the planet, touching every single person. And the ones that are here to play with you in the way that brings you ease and joy and lightness are energetically getting connected to you now. Feel it hit their heart. And their web, their spider web, lights up because of you. And now they have to find you. Expand that energy of happiness outside of this planet, connecting to all beings, the ones that you can't even see, that as they are touched by your energy step in to guide you, to support you, and bring you what you are asking for. Spread your happiness out beyond this planet now into the cosmos, letting it touch every being that chooses to support you in your embodiment. Expand even further. Expand back in the timeline, all your past lives. Expand into your future lives, all the beings that you will create, here or somewhere else. Send your happiness all the way back and all the way forward, changing all realities now. Fill those beings that you are, that you will create and have created, with this energy of joy. And as you do that, all things are shifted and healed simultaneously. And bring in more purple light into your body. Top of your head coming into your body. Focusing your attention on the here and now in your life. What if you could be everything you knew you were and are? What if you allowed yourself to be as potent and powerful as you imagine yourself to be? Right here, right now, allow that being that you are to show himself or herself. Would you heal the planet? Shift consciousness? Create and generate things that had never been seen before? What if being you is now safe? What if in this lifetime you will not be persecuted, destroyed, or annihilated, and that you have chosen to expand beyond this limited reality? Choose that now. Choose to expand beyond anyone's thoughts, feelings, observations of who you are. Who would you choose to be if you were supported by this universe unconditionally, with no judgment and no abuse? You are safe. This is the lifetime. You are safe. You are not going to be annihilated. You are not going to be destroyed. And we need you to be more than you even remember. We are asking that of you. Every one of us on this planet asks that of you. Be you. You are the change of this reality. You are the different of this place. We support you. Imagine billions of us energetically holding unconditional space of safety, of kindness, of non-judgment, for you to be you. Feel that energy coming from the web. Billions of webs connecting to yours now, sending you the energy. Be you. Now, be the one who holds space for someone else, everyone else. Hold space for them to be unconditionally seen and not judged, no matter what their choices send that through your web. Expand it out. Wow. Breathe in and out. Bring in more purple light into your body. I'm choosing the color of purple because it's a clearing color for whoever is asking me. Put your intention back to the center of your web. You, the creator of that connection. And it's okay for you to do the next thing. From the whole universe, your web connecting to everyone else's, pull energy from the universe into your body. Ask it to fill you up, maybe through light, maybe through feeling, maybe through a knowing. The universe sending you every energy and more, and expand your body. Ask the universe to pour you with energy. Coming through every pore of your body and you, the being, absorbing everything. And continue pulling this energy. Universe is unlimited. You can take as much as you want, and it just continues. Stay in this energy field for at least 5 more minutes, pulling energy into your body. You are always on the giving end, always on the generosity side. Always sharing, and we are grateful. It is okay for you to receive. So please sit in meditation for 5 or 10 more minutes, allowing your body to receive.